Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Patterson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Doyle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Picciolo. Cowens moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Brookins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Henderson moves to second. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. Henderson scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Leach moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patterson for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Leach takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Patterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Whitaker moves to second. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gross. Cowens moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Henderson. Cowens moves to third. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Mike Patterson. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.